Okay, Rav.
So tonight will be the last shiur in Tav Shinayin Vav for this limud. Then the way the calendar falls out will be having a shtickle bein hazmanim, because every Wednesday is Tzom Gedalia and Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and so the Siyata Dishmai will come back invigorated Bez Hashem from the Yom Tovim and continue weiter. So tonight I'll do a second shiur on Inyoni Rosh Hashanah. Binyan Tekiyas Dem Yushav Tekiyas Dem Umad. So the Gemara says, Vamar Yitzchak, Lama Tokin Rosh Hashanah. So why do we blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says, Lama Tokin Rachmona Amatiku. So Torah says, Hashem says, El Lama Merim. Why do we blow truas? Merim Rachmona Amazichron Truah. So the Gemara says, Elama Lama Tokin Merim Kishen Yoshvin, Vitokin Merim Kishen Omdin, Kidei La'arbev Hasafan. That we do tkiyas dem yushav tkiyas dem umad kedei la'arbev hasasotam. So there are two questions: what are tkiyas dem yushav and what are tkiyas dem umad? Which we the way we call it today, the way you ask any person in the street, they'll say the first 30 koilos that we blow are tkiyas dem yushav. And the next 30 that we blow in the Shmona Esrei, Chazar Sashat, some blow the Stiller, is Tekiyas Dem Umad. Right? That's how the simple pshat. So we have to understand, is that the only shita that exists, number one? And why is it called Miyushav? Why is it called Miyushav versus Mu'umad? And let me ask you another question. Which ones are the Kedei La'arbev HaSatan? So the simple pshat is the first one is the Yibiyotze, the Mitzvah. And then the next 30, La'arbev HaSatan. That's the simple pshat. Because if you look in Rashi on top of page 2, Kedei La'arbev Shelo Yastin, Sheyishma Yisrael Mechavim Es HaMitzvahs Mistatmim Dvarav. Because the Satan always wants to claim that we're not so erlich, we're not so good. So, but we, Hashem says, look, the mechabev is a mitzvah, look, they're blowing, nochemol blowing, so the mechabev is a mitzvah, so that is shoysik the satan. That's the simple pshat.
When it says,
Baltosif, yeah, so the machlokes we show them why it's not Baltosif. Either, some Yishonim say it's not Baltosif because if you repeat a mitzvah, that's not Baltosif. Baltosif is when you add five minim to the lulav, five parshis in the tefillin. But to do a mitzvah, a nochemol mitzvah again, that's not Baltosif. That's one sheet in the Yishonim. The other sheet in the Yishonim is if the Baltosif is only when you moisiv mi delay, but if tachonis chachamim, to do it, then it's okay. So that's the discussion.
Yeah, by not blowing an error versus
Shana. Yeah. So
okay, do it again.
Because that's not in the Gemara that I did. So this is prescribed in the Gemara that it's ma'arbev versus satan. Oh, so the Baal HaMor on page 4. Says a Muradik Azog. He says like this. In the Mor HaKotam. U'mashenogu l'skoa kol hatkiyas k'shen yoshvin u'varchem aleim birchas hatkiya nira li ki lo hayakein bimei reboseinu chachmei ha-talmud. He says, what we do now, that we blow the 30 tkiyas after we say Lamratzeach and all this, the 30th Kiyas. So the Pashat Pshat, the Velt learns, and other Rishonim learn, that's what? That's Kiyas de Miyushev. He says, no, that's not Kiyas de Miyushev. That's not Tekiyah Shemusha. In fact, those Tekiyah Zokter didn't even exist. Bizman HaGemara. Look what he says. Ki lo haya kein bimei Raboseinu Chachmei HaTalmud Ela minogu shenhigu Doros HaAchronim Mishum Cholim Umishum Anusim Dikadmi V'Nofkimi Beis HaKnesses V'lo Natri Atzlusa Demusve. He says that originally the blowing of the shofar, page 4, originally the blowing of the shofar was at Musaf, not before Musaf. But the weak and elderly couldn't stay till Musaf. So, page 4. We're talking about Tekiyas Mishum, Tekiyas Mumu. But the weak and the elderly couldn't stay till Musaf. As we're saying, the Tekiyas Mishum, Tekiyas Mumu. So the Pashup shot Tekiyas Mishum, the 30 Karlos you blow before of Musaf. And the ones in Musaf are the Mumu. So the Balamor we're learning now says no. That the Tekiyas that we blow before Musaf never existed Bizman HaGemara. In the Gemara, they didn't blow before Musaf. No blowing. So what are those Tekiyas? Those were separate takana that was made for the Cholim who can't stay in Shul till Musaf. So they shouldn't go home without hearing anything. So they were masaking those Tekiyas.
So when did they make the bracha then? On Shofar, if it's in the middle of Shema.
So he's... So you'll see. So when did they make the bracha? So if you look in the Balamor, let's see. Here, take a look at the three lines from the bottom. Chutzpah v'shofar. Al miyesh l'shofar bracha. Umadbeh kotzer. Shem sheshet fi v'hasam kud muchach orcha. He shofar. Look at the last line now. V'ein bracha v'madbeh kotzer b'shofar al miminag achronim. He said they never made the bracha. Like Rav Shurka points out, they never made a bracha on shofar. The only time they started making a bracha, because it was in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Rav Shechter understood the pshat is because you don't make a bracha on, you know, Shemona Esrei has bracha, so you don't make a bracha on a bracha. Rav Shechter based on the tzitz. Last time, or whatever. Rav Shechter pointed out to you, the Balamor says that the only time they started with this bracha, is when they started making this later takana to blow shofar before Musaf for the cholim that couldn't stay. So
the takana of blowing shofar in Shemona Esrei was a takana of Chazal. The time of Ezra, whenever they were sacking the tefillah. So why, if you have to make a bracha on a mitzvah, why did they stick it in the middle of Shemona Esrei if you can't make a bracha now?
I guess it was more chashuv to them that it should be in the middle of Shemona Esrei, together with that's the Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofras. To have it together with the shofar was more chashuv at the expense of the bracha.
Right.
So then the question is.
They said the bracha in the middle of Shemona Esrei. They didn't.
The Balamor says. V'ein bracha b'mabeh kotze b'shofar ela miminog achroinim. That the Matbeha Kotzer, Asher Kedushan Mitzvah, Lishmol, that short bracha, was only what? Miminog ha achroinim. Aval ikar bracha sein bracha shul tefila. Pei malchi is achronos ha-shofars. Okay? Now. So now the question you have to ask me, what's the next question you have to ask me?
So
Yeah, so then what's brachas? So what's tkiyas the miyushav? What's tkiyas the muma then? See, if we normally assume the first 30 were already bisman the gemara, so the tkiyas that we blow what? In before musaf, that's tkiyas the miyushav. Tkiyas we blow in the shmon esrei, that's tkiyas the muma. Right? But now you're telling me that the tkiyas that they have before musaf didn't exist bisman chazal. So then what's tkiyas the miyushav and tkiyas the muma? In the Gemara, when the Gemara says Lama Tokim Kshem Yoshvim V'Tokim Kshem Omdim K'dei La'arbe V'Sasotan, no. What is Miyushev and Miuma then? Understand? That's the question that you have to ask now. That's the next question you have to ask me on the Balamor, right? Because the Balamor took away our Tkiyas the Miyushev and said that we thought all these years that Tkiyas Miyushev, he held not that way. That's not Miyusha because it didn't exist, Bisman Chazal. So then what's the key to the Miyusha? What's the key to the Mu'umad? So the Baal HaMor himself gives us the answer. If you take a look on page 6, the Baal HaMor himself gives the answer. יש מקדקטקים בשמו זו על הסדר שאנו נוגעים היום מהן תקיעה שהם לארבע וססוטן עם אוסן שתוקים מאומד הלו הם על סדר ברוכס התפילה והם נראים כשל תורה גם הרב הקדש ברוך הוא אומר אומר לפני מלכי הזכרונו של שופרס ועם אוסן שתוקים מיושב הם לארבע וססוטן איך מתחילו מהם מוברכים עליהם ונראה להם בפר שמו זו כן הד שמייצה דרבחיה bar agmar da omer ain tokim al as much bez in yoshvim boy rav zeirin in oru lam of lo omdu mahu hakanam hat kiyah shetoku kshem yoshvim eilo hat kiyah shetokim b'sei the brachas b'tfila shliach tzibur. He says that the kiyah the miyushav means the kiyah that were blown during chazaras hashatz. That's miyushav. Why? Because the velt was sitting during chazaras hashatz. So that's called Tkiyas the Miyushev. Fa'afal pi shehein mu'umad l'shliach tzibur einam l'shar ha'am. Even though l'shliach tzibur is standing, but everyone else is what? Is sitting. U'tkiyas she miyushev haysam minig b'yodam shayu tokim osok shehayu yotzim b'beis ha'knesses. He says, and they used to blow before they would leave shul, but we do with the mamashlim, the 100 kolos. But he says, before they would leave shul, they would blow more, and that's tkiyas the mu'umad, because they were standing up, like Rav Shechel pointed out, they were standing up to leave.
To stand up for Kaddish.
Okay. And do after what was the purpose of blowing
up? That was la'arbe v'sasata. That was Larbe Vesasat. So basically, the Baal HaMor says the kolos that we do before Musaf, that didn't exist Bisman Chazal. That was a later invention for people who couldn't stay for Musaf. And the Tkiyas, the Miyushev, or the Tkiyas what? That they blew in Chazar Sashatz when the Tzibur was sitting. And the Tkiyas, the Mu'umad, what? Were the ones that they were blowing after, when they were already standing up on their way out, as Rav Shechter pointed out, to leave, then they blew again, and that was Larbe V'Sasatan.
These people who blow by the Silent Shemot Esrei?
Silent Shemot Esrei is a whole separate, that's a whole separate shir. If you look, I have a piece in my Sefer in Minhagim about the Silent Shemot Esrei.
So the Mu'umad they're saying is the ones after Shmona Esrei, after Musaf, those are later, or those were originally there?
Just
the ones during Shmona Esrei were the ones originally there, according to...
Yeah, the ones in Shmona Esrei.
But then there's a set after. You know, there's like a...
The ones in Shmona Esrei, he calls that Kiyos the Miyushev.
So then the ones the Mu'umad are the ones on the way out, which
after Musaf.
Right, okay, fine.
That's how he learned. This is not the normative pshat. This is a mechudishtika pshat of the Baal HaMor. The Ramban learns differently. That the Tkiyas to Miyushev are the Tkiyas that we we blow before Musaf. And they existed, Bisman. They existed, Bisman Chazal. Here, look in the Milchamas on page 4 in the Ramban. Milchamas Hashem. On the bottom arrow there. Chain onu roim od sheze minog avoseinu chach mea talmud hayotoki mugurim shen yoshvim kodem tfila samusopin. That's in Bizman chach mea talmud. U bevadai mevarchim hoyu aleim bemadbea kotzer. Okay? So, in other words, the Ramban is the what we normally feel. That in other words, not like what the Balamor said, this idea.
Just a general question. According to Balamor, what is the authority for after the Talmud to change the minhag like that, to that extent? And what is it, what gives them the authority to make...
To what?
To create...
The tekiyas
with the bracha before the actual.
Yeah, there's a question. Shaki pointed out. Can you in the postgame? Could you make a bracha that didn't exist bisman chazal? That's a whole discussion.
It's interesting that that people one hand the from what I understand the davening wasn't so long then there weren't piyutim and
exactly it wasn't such a long thing.
In the early Siddurim it looks like very short kind of davening.
Yeah, if we wouldn't have all these piyutim we'd he has Rabbi Ralbag of the Young Israel, I think they have a grow minion. And Rosh Hashanah, so there's not, without all the extras.
Where is this? I want to go to this.
Brooklyn. Okay. Now, so that's the norm. Now the question is Azoy. So let's work now within the Ramban. In other words, the Balamor was just the interesting pshat. Let's work now within the Ramban. So the Ramban says Tekiyas Miyushav are the 30 kolos before Musaf, and the Mu'mad is the ones in the Shemot Esrei. Now, so the Pasha pshat, when do you yotze the Doraisa? With the first 30. And then the other ones are the Arbe V'Sasatan, or Pipashtas. So that is not so pashut. So to that you have to learn a sugi in Psachim about Morah to understand this inyan. So, okay, and you'll see, learn the sugi about Morah, and then we'll understand Shofar from Morah. Okay? Look on page 8. Kuv Yudal on the base. So the Shaila is like this. We know at the Seder, it's not exactly the time for the Seder now, but at the Pesach Seder, so we have Karpas, right? And then we have Morer later on. And usually two different vegetables. And what we do is we make a bar priadoma or the karpas, and then al achilas morer on the morer. So the Gemara says like this: Pshita hechad diikas shai yirokos. If you have to shai yirokos, the karpas mevarach ashai yirokos bar priadoma vaachil v'hadim mevarach al achilas morer vaachil. Good. Shai is like this: hechad leka elachasa. What if you only have morer? You don't have a vegetable. Now, morer is a vegetable. So could we double dip, so to speak, and use the morer for the karpas, and then we'll eat noch morer later. So hecha deleka elachasa mai. Amar afuna mevarach meikara amorer bar peradoma v'ochil. Uvasov mevarach alachilas morer. So he says, so what you do is, so do the same thing. Make an Burpi Adama on what? The Mara. And then you'll make Alachilas Mara on the same thing that you made Adama on. Because one, you were doing it for Karpas, and this he's doing for Mara. Maskiv. Next page. La Rav Chista. He says it doesn't make sense that you're going to eat maror, the thing that's mamish maror, for karpas, and you're going to fill yourself, whatever. And then you're going to first make alachinas maror later. He can't fathom such a thing. Even though you can understand this far. This far is, this is, it's not b'chol maror, right. But he says, It's madna. The madna that you ate marah, what was, even though, you know, it wasn't l'shem marah, but it's madna, the Gemara says. He feels it's a madna zach. Elam Rav Chista meikar v'vrach bor pri adoma v'alachilas marah v'achil v'levasov achil achilas chasa b'lo bracha. Okay, so these are the different shitas.
But it's not,
because mara, you don't have to eat the mara after the matzah. Oh, so Toisus, so the shita that let's assume like now is that you're going to make mikar b'varach bor pir adom v'al achilas mara v'achil. So look in Tosis now. Tosis says, yeah, let's see. He says like this. Rav Chista Laduri, second skinny line. Laduri Ashar Yerakim Vark. Rav Chista Betibel Rishon Alachilas Morer. So according to Rav Chista, you have to make Alachilas Morer right away. Afogav the Iker Mitzvahs Morer non Lofik, Ela Betibel Sheni, Achar Matzah. It was, you're making Alachilas Morer right away on the what? On the Karpas. And the Bar Adoma right away. Even though you only Yotze Morer when? Later on.
So it's a different reason, because if you make hanotzi, there's no, you don't make a separate bracha or kriyatul.
Right, but still you make under Birkas HaMitzvah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Right. But he says that, Tosa says that according to Rav Chista, you're making the two brachas on the karpas, but when he yotze, in other words, the two brachas you're making on the maror, but you only yotze maror when you're eating it later. Avogav the ikar mitzvahs maror lo nafik ela betibul sheni achar matza moelas habracha shebirich betibul rishon letibul sheni miachar shachal mimenu maat betibul rishon. So he said, in other words, normally the halacha is like this: when you make a birkas hamitzvah and you don't do the mitzvah right away, then you lose the bracha. So you have to make the bracha again. If you talk between the beginning, right? So here he says a very interesting hagdara. He says you make the al bor pir adoma and al achilas mara, even though you're not being yotze, but since you're eating something that's called mara, even though it's not l'shem mitzvah, that's enough that the birkas and mitzvahs chal. And it's not a hefsek, but the key in mitzvah is going to be what? Later on. Interesting. But now is the key point. Look now, the next line. This is the bomber. Midi dehavi abirkas shofar. The mevarach atkias the yeshiva mu'elas bracha letkias shabamida shehim ikar. So he compares it to shofar. As Rav Gutman pointed out, that even though what you're making the bracha on the miyushav the normal way of shot of Mirushim like the Ramban, but you're not being Yotze really till later. It's the same, but there's a hefsek in between, but Lamaisa, you're blowing now. So you say, Shmokol Shofar, now you're blowing these things, the Miyushav. Now when are you being Yotze the mitzvah? Later on. So what are the Miyushav? What are the Miyushav for? La'arbev es ha-satan. So he's learning, as Gutman pointed out, that the Iker is the ones that you're going to be blowing in the Shmon Esrei. That's the Iker. And the Miyushav is La'arbev es ha-satan. So how can you make the bracha? So it's the same thing like the case of the Morah. That you're doing Morah now, Morah later, but you only be Yotze a year later, but the bracha can be chal now since you're eating Morah now. So the same thing over here. You're blowing now, you're blowing later. You're going to make the bracha now, it's going to be chal what on this, even though later on you're really being Yotze.
How does it learn out that the first set are not the Iker?
The first set is not the Iker because that's what he says.
I know, but
because the Pashup Shat that the Iker are the ones that you're doing El Seder HaBrachas.
But where does he get that? I mean, that's in the Sfarah, but how does he know that?
Before the thing is, if you have an opportunity to do the mitzvah, even not Behidr, somebody, I don't know, after the first three kailas, somebody, I don't know, Hatzolah guy, he runs out.
Right.
Comes back, so he's going to, you don't make another bracha. You're b'dievin yaitzim with the first set of kailas, you're b'dievin yaitzim with the raisin. So you want to come back in here to keep, but you don't have to blow again. You certainly don't make a bracha again, right?
Yeah, but
so here's the same thing. When the person is hearing that first set of tekiyas, even if you're saying that they're not really the mandatory, the mehudr dika ones, which the Shemen Esrei ones would be, why is he not yet?
No. Because it could be that what you said maybe is true according to other Rishonim. I'm presenting now first Shitas Tosfos. There could be the reason what you said is because the other Rishonim that are mechulak on Tosfos and hold a lot that the Daraisa Yotze immediately, and the ones later on in the Shmon Esrei, that's what Larbe Ves Esasata.
So, I don't think it's Pasha that this is not in accordance with what he's saying, because this doesn't say you're not Yotze with the first set. He just says they're not the Iker.
Yeah, but he's making a comparison with the Mara. And the Mara, you're not being Yotze till after.
It's not Mara, it's an exact version.
Mm-hmm. Okay, look, maybe you could argue, but...
Even by Mar, it's not clear. Is you're not Yotze, it means you're not Yotze, or it means you're not. It's not the Iker.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's really saying like Pashup Shat says it's very schwer. He's saying you're not Yotze at all.
Right.
At all, and the bracha still works.
Right.
Doesn't even make much sense.
Right, because Lamaisa, you're doing. In other words, you're doing something which is the Maisa Mitzvah, even though you're not being Mekai in the Mitzvah. So that's enough that the Bracha can be Chal.
That's pretty Shver, if that's what he really means.
You either can call it Shver, or you can call it a big Kiddush. Okay, take a look in the Shibboleth Halakhot on page 10. So he says the other way. So good one. She came and she ain't a brachas ma'akvas is at kias yotzu yidei chavosan ba'osan shal yeshiva. He says yotzei with the kias the miyushav. Umeimid Rav Levi lamatokim riim kdei larbim esot beirushu kemi shem matzonu yishal malach meim yitzecha kashi yish malach masin mkavlim sliban. So therefore, that's going to be the tekiyah of tekiyas the rice. But even kolam lomedim shatekiyas anu osim yushav heina ikar, but tekiyas muumet ena ela arbe vasatan. See, so he says the other way. He says the other way. That, okay, the Arbe Vesasotan is referring to Hitzkiyas, the movement.
Is it possible that Tosis holds like the Balamor?
Probably not. Probably not. Oh. So now, let me show you something very interesting. What's this idea? When you do a mitzvah, do you stand or you sit?
Usually stand.
Usually stand. Where did that come from?
It's only by a spirit of
Omer. Because she was in the mitzvah, you know.
It's only by spirit of Omer. We'll see. Like you finish everywhere else.
Yeah, so we'll see. Yeah, so let's see. And where does this come from? So let's look. Let me show you something. You began saying it correctly, but there's more. On page 14. Azoy. By Sfir Sa'omer, state. Shiva Shavuos Tispar Loch Me'achel Chermish Bakoma. Tocha Lispor Shiva Shavuos. Chermish is the sickle. Kama, what does Kama mean? Kama is the stalks that's standing up. And you take the sickle, then you cut it, you know, to make the Omer, to cut the barley for the Korban Omer. So Me'achel Chermish Bakoma. So there is a Chazal in the Psikta Zutrasa, on page 16. Azoy. Lachem, usfartim lachem ba'amida. How do you know you're supposed to count Sfira standing up? Shenemar me'achel chemesh ba'kama. Klomar b'koyma. There is the drash of Chazal is by Sfir Sa'omer, it's kama koma, meaning erect, standing up erect. Mimenu alumedim al kol mitzvah shenebar bo lachem. Any mitzvah, because it says svartem lachem, so and it says kama, which we darshan koma. So any mitzvah that it says lachem, you stand for. Kigon mila letzitzis. Himo lachem kol zocher, faya lachem letzitzis. Shekulam mitzvasam v'koma zekufa v'zeh midrash v'zeh halacha. That's what this Chazal say. And the Rabbeinu Peretz, here on page 17, he says, Perish Shahakol Yoshri Macha Kriyas HaTorah Az Tokeet Tokeem Umad Gamrinu Lachem Misfir Sa'omer V'Hosim Ksiv Bakoma Perish Bakoma M'hei Taim Avarachem Atzitzis V'Umad Ksiv Lachem Hei Lachem Latzitzis V'Chein Omer. V'Simnach Atzas Hashem V'Olam Tamod Rashi Tevos Atzas Omer Tzitzis and Tekiya. Because those three things, it says, Lachem. Yeah. Why didn't he quote that? No. My time of work, my tzitzis move with Siv Lachem, my Lachem with tzitzis with Chom Omer.
Hello?
Mitzorach Laharich, Betchias Kash. Okay. So
yeah,
let's see.
I'm sure enough,
I'll play you back. Oh. So let's take a look in the Levush now, on page 13. On page 18, rather. Omid hatokel iskoa. So look what he writes. Lo mishum shatkiyah zot tzricha lios mulmud. Shrei eino l'shei mitzvahs tkiyas Rosh Hashanah. He's saying, when you blow by the first. So Ein le shem mitzvah to kiss Rosh Hashanah. Ela mishum kvod hatzibur. Tzarech hatokei la'amud. So that's called miyushav, because you don't have to stand. Well, then he says the last three lines. Aval betkiya shehi, I'll say the bracha shehi deraisa. Kama shomea tzarech la'amud. Mishum d'yalfinon, mikrosha tzarech l'tkola me'umot shenemar. Yom trua, yelachem. D'yalfin ha lachem, yelachem ha'omor ba'omer. Dechsiv usvart alachem, usvir me'umot. Dechsiv me'echel karmesh ba'kama. V'hai kama miyusar, the pshita ha'daf is karmesh yelachem. Where else are you going to put the sickle? Kama al dikra ba'kama, ele ba'kama. Yalfinim gzer shod lachem titkiya gam kin tzorich el bekoyma. So you see the Levush, as Rav Gutman pointed out, the Levush says klor that the way you didn't like.
It's not mitzvah.
Yeah, he says it. Yeah. Mamas says it. Let's look at the Radvaz on page 19. He writes also. Look what he writes. He questioned what's, oh, yulam deinu rabbeinu, lama ain omdi makal b'shasat kiyas. I mean, in our shuls today, we're always standing. Even for the ones that are called miyushav, we still, you know, we still stand. But apparently, the minhag used to be that they didn't. So he's asking, why not? Why don't they stand? So look what he says, tshuva. I'll say that brachos. Say a person davened at home Shmon Esrei Musaf, and he didn't hear shofar. And now he's going to hear shofar. Someone has come to blow for him. V'atav bal l'shmo osam tzorich lamod. V'chein reizim b'dachtikim b'dover. So he says, because the concept of tkiyas the me'umad is when you do the mitzvah. The mitzvah, the araisa, has to be mu'umad, because lachem, you know, koma, that's the drasha. So when we, in shul, we hear, so technically in shul, we could sit for the first 30 kolos, even though we usually don't, but technically we could. Because the araisa we're doing a lot later on. But what? But say somebody davened the whole davening, Bichidus. He couldn't come to shul, down Bichidus. And then someone's going to come to his house later to blow. So the Radva says he should stand. Because for him, that's going to be his daraisa. That's going to be his daraisa. So for the daraisa, you have to stand. For the other thing, he's saying, the first ones are not the mitzvah at all. It's just kedei la'arbe v'sasotan. And this quote in the Mogen Avraham, the Mogen Avraham quotes this Radvaz. Where the hand is, you see where the hand is? You see the little hand there on page 20? The Gam HaShomea Tzarech La'amod Im Lo Shoma Al Seder HaBrachas Umar. Then he says Lo Yadati, but that's the idea. Oh, but there is a whole set of, Rav Gutman points out, of Rishonim that seemingly hold that you yotze with what?
The first.
In other words, we presented, Rav Gutman has this in Sefer Chaim Chag, all these shittas, but we saw a whole bunch, the Radvaz, the Levush, the Toisus, all seemingly to say, I mean, that's the Mechudosh type of thing. or he thinks it's too much of a chiddush. But you see that even though, but there are some people that have said it. You might disagree with them. But in other words, you want to say that Tosfos maybe didn't really say it, but the Levush says it out. The Ravash says it out.
The Ravash. And well, there is
another discussion as Rabbi Gutman pointed out. So what do we do? What do we do on by Musaf? We blow Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. You know, by Malchiah, Zichronis, and Shofros. We blow all the combinations. But there are Rishonim that say not. Look in the Shulchan Aruch even. Take a look on page 21. Machzir shlich tzibur atfilah v'tokim al seder brochus l'malchus tashrat pamachas l'zichronus tashat l'shofus tarat. We don't do that. We do everything for both. But what's this? V'achshem nogim v'schol l'malchus tashrat shlosh apomim l'zichronus tashat shlosh shofus tarat. But what's this idea that you don't? I mean, if it's there was a taka sofek, Rav Avoh made a takana. So why is this shita so mezalzal that you should? Because if it's real sofek, that's why Rav Avoh made the takana. So why don't we make sure we take every? So the Rishonim point out it's because since we already we yotze anyway in lot. With the Mushav, so this is just this is not the real deal. So it's enough if you do something. You don't have to be so machpid on all the cheshbonos. So that's what. And if you look, and as Gutman pointed out, that's what the some of the Rishonim, the Rif, points this out. Take a look. Take a look on page 4. Here, look at the riff. The tokim, two lines from the bottom. I'll say their brachas, tashrat pamachas, v'tashat pamachas, v'tarat pamachas. V'din, she tokim, hosom, I'll say their brachas, k'sed shetoknu shem yoshrim. In other words, where we have the minhag to just do one tashrat, one tashrat, one tarat, which is also not enough because maybe, you know, you should do three times tashrat, two times, right? So why not?
The three times tarat?
Yeah, according to some. Within who should you talk and also must say the brachas kaseder shatokim shem yoshvim. Really, we should do the whole cheshbon. Ella, look what he writes. Came shem brachas in makvus as atkias reyotzu yidei chavosin baosin shatokim shem yoshvim. V'day lahem l'tkot tashrat tashrat. I'll say the brachas pamachas shlo latriachas atzibur. Since we were yotze already, so this is all added. This is not so. That's what some point out. If Gutman points out a sefer, that's the other shita. That you really were yotze in the first 30 kolos. So it comes out, as Rav Gutman pointed out, fundamental machlokes, when we say kedei la'arbe v'sasatan, which are we referring to? Normally we always think the avada you yotze the 30, and everything else is kedei la'arbe or aim sisra or different things. So there's a whole slew, what Gutman's pointing out, as you can see in the Chaim Lechag, he's pointing out that there's a whole slew of Rishonim and Poiskim that held not that way.
Maybe that's really how it's Larvi versus Satan.
Now the question is, what Rabbi Ginsburg was saying, what's the, like if you would ask Tosfos with the Hatzalah man, so... In other words, the guy who it could be that maybe he would have to hear again. Because, in other words, if the Kavanah really, today we're not so, people aren't such lomdim or whatever, so that, but it could be technically speaking that if you, that the ones that you, the first 30 were only larbe v'sasotan, then maybe if you don't hear the others, you're not yotzei the daraisa. In other words, you thought it was pasha, but maybe that's only pasha if you hold like the other Rishonim. In other words, the Rishonim that are purists and say the other way, what would they say if the Maisa say he didn't end up hearing?
But whose kavanah is kaveh? The takeh or the shemeh? If you're hearing kailas, even though they're only meant to be larva as a sultan, not to be daraisa,
right?
If you hear them and your kavanah is to be yotze the daraisa, would you not be yotze? I mean, the Mishnah.
Well, that's
the Mishnah seems to indicate yes. You're kol
I don't know.
Or the kaveh and b'tochabor and all this.
Yeah, but that's
so you don't know what his kavanah is. But you hear the tekiah said on Rosh Hashanah, you assume that they're lishma.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's only maybe according to those we've shown. Okay, but that's the chiddush here. Well, so the remaining time, let me share with you two interesting ideas in the. In Drush. So the Maskana comes out is a Machloikis Haposkim, as Gutman pointed out. So, so we do what we do everything. Which ones are Klape Shmaya? So we mechavin for everything. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say what the psak is, you know, Lagabe, this. But there's an interesting shagasari in page 27. Rav Goodman wants to say it's totally in that machloikas, you know. He says, Hashna, you know, the Shagasari had a very strong shita about carrying on Yontif. Carrying on Yontif is for the Tzorech Hanas Hayoim or for the Tzorech Mitzvah. But if it's not Hanas Hayoim and it's not Tzorech Mitzvah, you can't carry on Yontif. So the Shagasari is Psak. This is not the popular Psak of the world today. Everybody holds in the Shagasari that you can't carry on Yontif a shofar if your purpose is to blow shofar for a woman. You can't carry it in the street on Yontif. That's Hotzah Shalol Tzorich. And you can't carry a lulav for a woman. That's the Shagasari. You have to say it quietly because not everyone will be.
Shagasari says it is not such a terrible shock. Never have a body says it is a much bigger shock.
Well, he doesn't like that you shouldn't bring your, So he has another point here in the Tshuva, on page 27. Hashnakti lahotzi shofar v'lulav b'yontif l'shus harabim l'tzorach noshim osar. See? Page 27, you see he says it b'feirish. Lahotzi shofar v'lulav b'yontif l'shus harabim l'tzorach noshim osar. Okay, l'tzorach katan. Inami! Heichad the taka kvar tkiyas to miyushav. Now you want to bring the shofar for the tkiyas to mumud. To yotzi yidei chavosim in the Torah v'sulo havalei ha-tkiyas shal say the brachas al midrabanu. Nami osa. V'chein belulav akar hanetila v'tzerach nanuim shebahalal. Osa l'hotzi alulav l'shus harabim. So he's very, very. I mean, this is not. Rav Moshe has a tshuva arguing with the Shagasari. But the Shagasari was the Shagasari. What can I tell you? So let's go to Rabbi Kiva Eger now on page 32. There is the drushim of Rabbi Kiva Eger has also interesting drush. People don't know him for his drush. But you have Kuntres Darash Rabbi Akiva, it's called, in one of the Sfarim. So he says like this, coming soon. Lama Tokin Marim Shem Yoshvin, Tokin Marim Shem Omdim Gedel Arbe Vasotin. Perish Rashi, Shalo Yastin Keshe Yishma Yisrael Mechavim Es HaMitzvos. Pstavim Dvarv. L'chor Koshem, Yisrael Mechavim Es HaMitzvah, B'chi Bavor Zeh Yorei L'sotim, Logit Es HaVeir Shalem? I don't understand. Yisrael is Mechavim Mitzvos. So, the Sotin has so many bad things to say about Yidin, right? So, I don't understand. We're Mechavim Es HaMitzvos, right? He wants to say all the B'shlechta Zachin about us, right? So since we're Mechavim Mitzvah, that's going to shut him up? Why is that going to shut him up? We do so many averis he could mourn us for. Yeshlomar. So he says like this. Dine omru misha osa tshuva me'ava. Zdonus nasa lo kizchuyos. Right, that's Gemara in Yuma. Zek havanus Rashi. Kevin sheyira Yisrael mechavim es ha-mitzvos. So what does that mean? Sh'osim derech hibuv. Ta'ava. So now, Yorei l'sotnon, l'hagir ha-veir she-behem, ki mikol ha-veir she-yagir lehem, yitosev lehem od z'chus, hu mitzvah. L'chein tiknu shrikoso yofe midiburo. In other words, he's going to bring all the averis, because he wants to mess us up. But he can't, because every aver is going to be turned into a z'chus. Because once you do tshuva me'ava, there's donas nasas chuyos. So when we're showing chibuv ha-mitzvah, that's tshuva me'ava. So he can't say we don't like mitzvahs, so he can't say that. Ah, he's going to say we do averis? He's not going to say that either. Because every avera that he's going to bring is going to turn into a mitzvah. He doesn't want to give us good things. So Mamela, he's shosik. Okay, and that's the Rabbi Kivik. Okay, a couple more things in Chasa Sofer, but and Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman, Chaim Lechag, has these Yesodos here in his Sefer, these Makoros that we discussed tonight. Okay, so let me wish everyone a Ksiva Chasima Toiva, a good Gebet Shior, you have a good health for everybody, so we can continue Steiging and Avodas Hashem, and good health for everyone and their families, and Klal Yisrael, Beklal Ubeprat. It should be a year of Yeshuas V'Nechomos, of good things for us in all ways, Hein Beruchnius and Hein Begashmius, Ksiva Chasima Tova Lanu L'chol Beis Yisrael. Okay.